You knew your grandmother on your mother's side.
What was that now?
You knew your grandmother?
No, I didn't know. Oh yeah, I know both my grandmothers, and then I didn't know either one of my grandfathers.
Your grandmother, was she born in Baton Rouge? On your mother's side?
I guess she must have been born in East Baton Rouge. I wouldn't know too much about that. She was a darling old lady, I can tell you that. We loved her. She lived with, she only had these two daughters, Ann Newton and my mother. And she lived 6 months with my aunt, and she lived 6 months with us. And we were always so glad when she was coming, the time came for her to live with us. That's the type she was. That's the way people had lived those days. They didn't have any nursing homes or places, organized for that purpose for old people and all that sort of stuff. They had home life, we had home life. But now that's disappeared. And I think that's terrible. I think it's necessary to build a nation on the love of home. And that's all gone. Now, whenever kids are growing up, they get out. I got two daughters. I've got three daughters. One of them has three sons. They live right up there. They don't stay at home when they got big enough. They go live in an apartment somewhere. They live off. They get away from home. Home don't mean anything to them. The greatest pleasure I had in my life is after I left home, was to come home on Christmas. I used to come home every Christmas. That's the only time I ever got off of work. I worked 7 days a week and 9 hours a day. And I used to get off 5 days every week, every summer, every Christmas, and come spend that time at home. And that was a job that I'll never forget. I looked for it for months and months to experience the joy of coming home. But that's all vanished. There's no such thing as home now anymore that I can see. I don't know what good that was, TVs, sports, what. We go to people's houses now, it ain't so bad as it used to be. Everybody, you go in, you don't hear a thing, you don't think anybody's at home. You go in there and everybody got the ears and the eyes glued on TV. They don't sit down and talk anymore. TV comes in and takes over. And they just change the pattern of life in this country. And it does every other one, I guess. I keep the TV sitting over there, but I hardly ever turn it off. I do turn it on for the news. The main reason is, of course, I can't understand it. Can't hear enough. Of course, when the news comes on, they always have somebody that can talk distinctly in order to broadcast the news. And I can get that, and that's about all. Maybe that's the reason I'm not interested in TV. And it's got to the point where I can't read. What else can I do? I'm at a loss to do something. No fishing. I could used to go out there and buy and fish. Can't do that. And it's a problem for me to find something to do. I spend my time.